More Idaho Matters right now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. Here in Idaho, a nonprofit is helping to provide shoes to thousands of children around the world, working to address a problem that a lot of families impacted by poverty come up against, and that's bare feet. So without shoes, children in many areas are at a higher risk of contracting diseases from the ground, which can result in illness and sometimes even death. There's also the issue of kids just simply outgrowing their shoes and then not being able to replace them. This is why Because International decided to create the Shoe That Grows. And joining us to talk more about the program is Andrew Cruz, the president of Because International. Andrew, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
So very quickly, Andrew, take us back to the early days of your nonprofit. How did it get started?
Yes, so it started back in 2009, but really our founding story centers around my lifelong best friend, Kenson Lee. And our founder, he traveled and worked at an orphanage in Kenya, where he came up with the idea for a growing shoe. A lot of the kids that he lived with and worked with there, you know, some of them had shoes, but many of them were far too small or too big, or they would, you know, just fall apart because they were donated shoes, or even if they were the right size, kids would outgrow them quickly. So that's where he came up with this idea.
And so talk to us about how the program itself works, the Shoe That Grows program.
Yeah. So after a number of years of kind of trial and error and trying to make the idea a reality, and it really was kind of a hobby, it was slow going for years, we were able to finally meet the right people who could help us develop a prototype. And then in 2015, everything really changed. We kind of went viral overnight. At that point, Kent and I started doing this full time. And slowly but surely, we were able to perfect the design, get production nailed down, and start to produce tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of pairs at a time. Now over 400,000 pairs have been delivered to over 100 countries. And that's primarily through people who are already working with kids. They're traveling, they help fund the production of the shoes, and then they take them as they travel and give them to kids in churches, orphanages, communities impacted by poverty, kids that need footwear to keep them healthy and protected.
So my understanding, Andrew, is that the shoe recently got a new design. Can you talk to us about how it's different from the older version?
Yeah, so we've been through about 8 different iterations of the shoe over the past 8 years or so, each time making it more durable, more functional, just better and better for the kids. And most recently, it was a pretty good overhaul of basically the bottom of the shoe. Simplifying it, fewer components, making it easier to produce and more durable than ever.
So I mentioned this in the very beginning, Andrew, when I was introducing you, is that a pair of shoes can make such a phenomenal difference. And I think it's something that maybe a lot of us don't think about. But what kind of difference can having a pair of shoes make for a child?
Yeah. I mean, it's a pretty simple thing. And a lot of it comes back to some core beliefs that we have around kids deserving to have their basic needs met. So food, shelter, clothing, and shoes being a part of that. Shoes provide mobility. They protect from diseases and parasites. You know, a lot of us here in Idaho, here in the U.S., don't know of or understand some of these specific issues, but like jiggers and hookworm, a lot of our shoes are produced in East Africa. A lot of them stay there, and jiggers and hookworm are two examples of parasites that affect kids that walk around without shoes. In addition to just protecting them from the environment, thorns, rocks, just other things they can be exposed to with a cut on their foot. Or a lack of mobility because of a foot injury. So we believe shoes are ultimately a basic need that can make a big difference.
So you mentioned Africa, where some of these shoes are going. What is that? The main area, or what areas of the world is this program serving?
Yeah. So in addition to developing our shoe, you know, new iterations of our shoe, we also have worked to transition all of our production to East Africa. So for the past few years, all of our shoes are now produced in Mombasa, Kenya, and a lot of our shoes stay in that area. So in Kenya specifically, as well as surrounding countries. So that's really, in terms of world regions, the area where our shoes are needed, needed quite a lot and are distributed, but also many other areas impacted by poverty. Over 100 countries now our shoes have been distributed to.
And we should note that, I mean, your shoes aren't just helping to protect children's feet. I mean, as you mentioned, they're creating jobs. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, there are a number of advantages to producing locally where our shoes are needed the most, to be able to cut down on transportation after they're produced, use you know, local materials as much as possible, stimulate the local economy, but also creating jobs specifically. So we've partnered with a factory in Mombasa, Kenya. All of our shoes are being produced there. And now for every 10,000 pairs we produce, that provides 9 full-time jobs for an entire year. So in addition to meeting that immediate need that kids and families have, we also believe in job creation as key to escaping the long-term cycle of poverty.
So I only have about a minute left with you. So I would love to use that time to talk about how folks can get involved if they're interested, because I think you also have a fundraiser kicking off soon as well.
Yeah, we do. And we, at any point, usually have some various campaigns or causes, but we have a really big one coming up. September 13th through 20th, we are running our Back to School campaign. And this is specifically Back to School in Kenya. So we're looking to raise about $50,000, which is going to provide 2,500 kids their own brand new pair of the shoe that grows. And these are Kenyan kids as they head back to school. And again, all shoes produced in Kenya as well. So September 13th through 20th, looking to raise $50,000 for Kenyan kids as they head back to school.
And is that the best way for folks to get involved, is really through a monetary donation, since you do make these shoes yourself?
We do, yes. You know, and for those who are traveling and may actually want to purchase and distribute, that's another way. We haven't had time to get into our accelerator program, which is an outgrowth where we support businesses, entrepreneurs around the world. And we have a number of people involved in that program as well. But a financial donation has an incredible impact, absolutely, especially with a focused campaign like this.
Well, Andrew, I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking to us about your program. It is just so important. So thank you for taking time.
Thanks for the opportunity. Really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now we're taking center stage. Introducing NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of Black-led stories from NPR's podcasts. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.